Thank you for joining me. This is the introduction to Kingdom Space and the Triangle and a deeper dive into the first quadrant of the triangle, what we call the up. The resources that you're going to need to have for this discussion are the print-off resource. If you open that PDF up off the resource page, it will have a header on it that says Kingdom Space with a large triangle. On the back side of that page will be a series of up, in, and out questions concerning areas of character and skills. Make sure that you have access to that page as we walk through this introduction together of Kingdom Space and the dimension of up. You have been spending a few months learning how to take note of life moments, what it means to sense God drawing near to you. In Mark 1, we're told that when John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And prayerfully, you are learning to sense life moments, sense times when the kingdom of God draws near, what it means to reflect on and share those points of tension, whether they be big or small, how to develop an actionable plan to process, to work through, to study, to grow in the area of repentance. We want to become more like Jesus. That's our challenge. That's what the Spirit within us is leading us towards. We also want to become like Jesus Christ in all areas of relationships. And there are specifically three areas, dimensions of relationship that Jesus always kept in tension and walked within. So if you would, make sure that you have the Kingdom Space print out in front of you, that resource page. I want to read to you, this is the top verse that's on the top of that page from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 18. Luke 6, 12 through 18. It says this: "In these days, he went out to the mountain to pray." This is Jesus. "And all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him to be healed of their diseases." Within this snapshot in Jesus' life, we see three relational dimensions, a triangulation, if you will, of points of orientation that Jesus always was walking within. And we as his followers want to make sure that we're walking within those same three areas. So if you think of the triangle in front of you, and you can see how each point of the triangle has a little perforated area. Within that top of the triangle, I want you to write in the phrase, "my up," U-P, like up as the triangle points up. The bottom right dimension, write "my inner circle." The lower left dimension, write in "my out." So it's your up. To the bottom right, it's your in. To the bottom left, your out. And your capacity to walk in tension with all of those three areas creates, if you will, kingdom space. Your capacity to walk within, to grow, to increase, to decrease kingdom influence in those three areas is what we want to start to think about and process. How am I walking in relationship with my up? How am I walking in relationship with God? How am I walking in relationship with my inner circle, my discipleship group, the circle of relationships, faith, community, relationships that you have? And then how are you walking in relationship to your out? Okay. And we get these as we look at that passage in Luke chapter 6. Okay. If you look at Luke chapter 6, Jesus has his up. It says, all night he continued in prayer to God. Father, prayer. To exhale God's will, we must learn how to inhale God's presence. To exhale God's will, we must have to learn how to inhale God's presence. If we're going to learn to follow the Spirit's prompting and to become more like Jesus Christ, then we need to make sure that we're constantly aware of where we are in walking in our relationship with God the Father. Well, at the same time, it mentions that Jesus called his circle to him. He had a circle of disciples that he was walking in faith and relationship with. He called his disciples and chose from among them 12. You are in the process of walking in fellowship with other followers of Jesus Christ and prayerfully through our time together here, learning how to form your own circle of discipleships, people that you are learning to help follow Jesus Christ. That's how you follow Jesus, by helping other people follow Jesus. And so we understand that dimension might be not as solidified as it could be. Maybe you're not active as a leader within those relationships, but you're learning to do that as you learn to be sensitive to life moments, as you learn to leverage kingdom space in your own life. Those that you are with and those that you are doing life together with. And then that third quadrant, it says even among the disciples, there was another circle, another dimension, a great multitude of people, it describes in Luke chapter 6. Those who were from Judea and Jerusalem and from north and Tyre and Sidon who had been drawn to her in relationship with Jesus Christ, but they're more of an outer component. Jesus had influence with outsiders. Jesus walked in tension with all three of these areas. So let's reflect a little bit more on the up, if you will. The up. Jesus described his relationship and the invitation to relationship with the Father in John chapter 15 as what it means to abide. In John 15, and you can turn there, or I'm going to read some passages for you. In John 15, starting in verse 1, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 6. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. We see Jesus using this agrarian metaphor of grapevines in how the branches that display the fruit have to abide and stay connected to the vine. Our life of fruitfulness and our capacity to walk in the image and the strength of Jesus Christ has to do with our tethering and abiding to who the Father is, that we are constantly thinking on and wrestling with and seeking our relationship with the Father and fueling that relationship with God. Another verse to reflect on in Psalm 105, verse 4 says this, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. seek his presence continually. So let me ask you, in what ways through the course of your day do you seek his presence continually? If part of a healthy follower of Jesus Christ is someone who abides in the presence of God the Father, what do you do to fuel, strengthen, and abide in that up relationship? Do you set aside time in the morning, the afternoon, the evening? Are you setting aside time for scripture reading? Are you set aside time for its reflection and meditation? How do you set aside time for prayer? How do you set aside time for reflection? These are the things that Jesus would do. You see him going away to pray to God the Father. It was a part of his habit. He would pray all night long. It was a part of his rhythm. It was just, he would practice the presence of God. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to be growing in that capacity, growing in that up capacity. In future lessons, we'll drill down a little bit more on the in and the out, but let me just reflect on them just in this moment. The in, okay? How are you inviting and forming a circle of relationships of followers in Jesus Christ? I know some of you already have the habit. It's beautiful. You invite others, whether for Bible studies, or you host life groups, or you lead life groups, or you lead ministry circles. But when we talk about the inn, we're specifically talking about, as it says here, Jesus called his disciples. Who have you called to help them follow Jesus Christ? And you might say to yourself, well, that is well beyond me, and that's okay. That's the reason that you're in this discussion. But Jesus sent us out to make disciples. And so even though this might be a weak aspect of who and what we are in our following of Jesus Christ, and we're going to talk about this more in weeks to come, we still need to understand the expectation that I am to grow in this capacity of calling disciples, of pouring into them, of following Jesus by helping them follow Jesus. Who are those that you are feeling called to be with and do life with? Okay. You need to be inviting that circle. And then that out component that you are teaching and feeding and healing and comforting, those that Jesus, by his providence, his sovereign control, have drawn around you in the same way you see in that Luke chapter 6 passage, this great multitude of people. It's the people that live across the street from you. It's the people that you work with. It's family members. There are those, and these are those who are outside of a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. These people aren't followers of Christ. They're outside of that. But God has still asked you to have an influence and grow the kingdom space and influence that you have by pouring into these people, by sharing the message of Christ, by being an agency of feeding and healing and comforting. All three of these components, these dimensions, your up, your in, and your out, need to be balanced. Most people have one area that by personality and disposition, they lean towards. Okay? They have another component that they have learned to grow into. And then the third component, oftentimes they have nothing to do with whatsoever. So instead of a three-dimensional faith, it's a very flat, linear faith. But all three of these areas need to grow and to be developed. This is true of individuals. And even now, maybe you can start to cue in with yourself. Yeah, I lean towards this dimension, and I've learned to grow in that dimension. I don't want anything to do with that dimension over there. And you can even think, if you're an introvert, if you're introverted, if you're fueled by alone time and silence and solitude, you might be relatively stronger in the areas of your up. Okay. But being around others and strangers and neighbors where you don't share a lot of deep common ground, you really struggle with. And the inverse might be true. You know, if you're more extroverted and fueled by relationships, you might be all about being in the community and being connected to others and growing in relationships. But the notion of pulling yourself away to grow in silence and solitude with God is exhausting and draining. And you really struggle in that area. Churches, okay, individual churches can be the same way. You might have a church that's really focused in on the up and the in, okay? They're really focused. These are more charismatic churches that are focused on their walk with God and experiencing and manifesting the presence of God in their gatherings and gathering in smaller groups together for encouragement. You could have other church communities, more Baptistic, word-driven churches that are really big and walking before God and then going out in evangelistic drives out in their communities. But they really struggle to walk in smaller group relationships. And you might have other churches that are a little bit more social justice churches, and they will gather together and they will go out into the community to do justice things, but they struggle with that vertical relationship. What about you? As you think about our community, our faith community, where do you think we're strong and where do you think we're weak? Which one would you say of those three areas that we're best at? Or at least the strongest. Is it our up? Is it our in? Is it our out? Maybe you're in a life group. What about the rhythm of your life group? You know, if you were to rate those three quadrants, 1 to 10, well, my life group were really good at this part, not so much good. How about your own walk? How about your own walk? If you were to rate those three areas, as you look at that triangle, if you're to give yourself a grade 1 to 10, which section is the healthiest? Which dimension of your faith is the healthiest? Is your walk with God? Is your walk with fellow Christians? Is it your walk with outsiders? Which one's the weakest? An important passage from the Old Testament in this discussion, talking about those three dimensions and how it's not supposed to be a flat thing and how three are manifest on the bottom of the Kingdom Space handout, is a passage from Micah 6:8. This is a passage that we're discussing in our series on justice. He has told you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice? Seek the flourishing of others, right? To love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. Can you see the multiple expressions of faith and those dimensions that are played out there? To do justice, to care for the vulnerable in our communities, to be seeking out those who need to be healed and restored and to find flourishing, and we're to be agents of that, to love kindness. Maybe we could think about those we walk kindly with, closely with in our faith relationship. Also, how we're walking humbly before God. How we're walking humbly before God. What I want you to do is I want you to, if you're able to, whether you've printed off the insert or you're looking on it on a screen, is to get to the back of that insert, where it has a whole lot more content up, in, and out, a smaller triangle diagram, but then it lists both character and skill questions for up, in, and out. Because we want to use these dimensions to drive us to a place of reflection. And so as you're looking at that, and I'm looking at the page that starts with the bullet point pray, Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24, that says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any grievous way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting." See, and as far as we're concerned in this reflection, is there any grievous way? Meaning, God, I need you to help me discern and understand where I'm weakest in my relationships. Which of these dimensions is the weakest? So I want you to take a few moments throughout the course of this week before we get back together again to reflect and just to silent and be still with that passage in the back of your mind to discern which of those three dimensions do you feel is the most weak? Is it your up? Is it your in? Is it your out? And you might find maybe in your faith that you're quite attuned to which is the strongest and which is the weakest, okay? And then what we would like you to do is to spend a few moments reading over that dimension's questions and identify maybe questions that you'd least like to reflect and share on. So what that would mean is if I have, you know, up, in, and out, and each section has character questions and skill questions, maybe I've discerned that, you know, I'm pretty solid with my up and I'm pretty solid with my in, but I feel that right now I'm weakest in the area of out, how I reach out to others who aren't a part of the faith. I want you to move over and find that section on the handout. It'll start in the center. It says out questions character, out questions skills. Let me read you some of these questions. Do I have a heart for people not living in the story of Jesus? Do I leave time for relationships with non-Christians? Am I proud of the better news or am I ashamed? Am I a servant? Do I intentionally spend time with the poor? Do I find it easy to recognize people of peace? Can I take risks? And you might say to yourself, that doesn't describe me at all. That's not a reflection of my character in one way. Then you've kind of landed on your weakest dimension, your weakest quadrant. What I want you to do then, of those questions, which one kind of pokes the most? Which one could you then use as a point of reflection, a life moment? Reflect on that. Reflect on maybe, you know, do I leave time for relationships with non-Christians? All right, well then let's spend some time and work the circle with that question in mind, that prompting from the Spirit. Having conversations with, looking at your calendar, looking at your schedule, filtering and processing why you do or why you don't prioritize those relationships, okay? And then when we come back together again, we're going to start talking about that. We're going to work our way through each of these components, okay? We're going to learn to think intentionally about our up, intentionally about our in, intentionally about our out. But just starting even now to reflect on where do I feel weakest. What you can do then, you know, if you've drilled down in one particular area, then you can start using some of the skill sections to grow in that area. To bring some intention in your planning. And as you go from, you know, believing and repenting, to grow in these skills will grow in your capacity to care for those things. Jesus held all three components in tension. Jesus grew in his relationship with the Father. He set time aside for his walk with the Father through prayer, through scripture, through worship. Jesus had a group of disciples that he was gathering around him, that he was helping follow. And Jesus made sure that the outside world had access to him. And he was an agency of justice and healing and restoration. We want to grow in all three of those areas. So even now, before we get together again, start processing and thinking through what your kingdom space is. As you grow in each of those, the size of that triangle expands. As each component becomes more healthy and more secure, your influence for the kingdom of God increases. We become more effective followers of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you as you chase after him together. Thank you.